the main reason we went into this new study was because when we looked at this last time, is what's driving the behaviour of farmers putting more infrastructure, if you like, on their farm? And the two main points were improve their grain marketing, and secondly, and probably most importantly for a lot of people, improve their returns or prices. So what we said was, let's have a look at what the grains industry is doing in terms of supporting the farmers in buying and selling their grain, and see why and what's driving this activity, and why these farmers are putting, in the eastern states in particular, more storage on when their buyers seem to be doing exactly the same thing.
With the latest study, were you surprised that there wasn't much of a difference between states?
Well, we were actually, because we asked the question right up front, since deregulation, what do you think has happened to your returns? And 49% of people have said basically they've stayed the same. 27% have said they've got better, and 17% have said they've got worse. Now, what's really interesting, Tara, is that across the whole country, those results are exactly the same. There is no difference between each of the states, which is really surprising.
So that's around two-thirds of farmers saying things have either stayed the same or perhaps got worse.
Well, yeah, it got worse, or two-thirds or slightly more than two-thirds. Some of them are saying it stayed the same or got better. Now, what are the reasons behind some of that is what we've then gone on and asked.
So what were some of those reasons?
Well, it's interesting also to note that while farmers recognise there's been much more competition nationally to buy their grain, they've said a couple of things like, there's more middlemen reducing my returns, it is getting more risky because I've got to shop around, I've got a lot more competition, but there is less return. I've got more choices to sell, but I'm confused about what to do. And then the age-old problem, hey, I've got to do more paperwork.
And that was something that shone loud and clear in WA, I understand.
Yes. In Western Australia, those were one of the things that came through. The other thing in Western Australia that is also interesting, we talked about, do farmers have a plan to grow their crop? And in Western Australia, there was a significant drop in terms of farmers using agronomists, but a significant increase in using friends / relatives. So that's an interesting twist compared to the national findings.
And one other result that differentiated West Australian farmers from farmers on the East Coast and South Australia was the usage of pools. Farmers in WA around almost twice as likely to use them.
Yes, that's correct. That's another surprising factor. The two main, if you like, selling methods were cash on delivery and cash after delivery, and that was reflected nationally, and in Western Australia those two statistics certainly came through. But following hot on the heels of cash after delivery was grain pools, and Western Australian literally were about double the national average in terms of selecting that marketing method.
So why do you think some of these results are coming through, Robert? I mean, is it that farmers are just set in their ways?
Tara, I think that's probably a hard question to answer, because I think the grains industry is such a capital intensive, but also has produced a large amount of money in the recent times. There's a lot of people in that space offering to buy, sell or trade or swap or do whatever a farmer's grains. And I think Mr. Farmer's getting very either confused or bombarded with a lot of information, and really the ones that are sort of cutting through with the right way, or the way that makes sense, the farmers are picking up the message and they're going with those organisations. But it's a very cluttered marketplace, and I think that's what's causing this confusion.
So what can industry do with this information, and which I suppose really demonstrates farmer trends?
Well, this is probably the first time something like this has been done, to my knowledge anyway. And I think that there's some trends there, or there's some learnings in this study, that those that are sitting on the fence associated with buying and selling and trading grain really need to look at what they do and what their service offering is, and make sure that their growers or their clients or their future clients really understand what the options are and what benefits could be. Because from what I'm seeing of this, and there's a lot more detail in this study, I think the farmers are confused.
Were there any indications as to what would clarify things for farmers?
Yes, look, we asked some questions around crop planting time, and we asked some specific information associated with who helps to plan your crop, and then we asked some questions around what services could your grain grower buyer trader provide. So there are some messages there that farmers have said loud and clear that they believe they need some assistance with.
So given that this current survey was prompted by a survey last year looking at grain storage, obviously deregulation and grain selling this time round, have the results got the wheels in motion for next year's survey?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think the next survey potentially could be another review of what's happening on farm again, and then see whether we can link what's happening on farm with then further information about grain sales, etc., and really to see within that 12-month period whether there's been some movement and what sort of significant movement potentially there's been. In WA, who knows whether pools will keep staying the way it is or increasing, or whether other selling methods will come forward.